The healthcare volleys continue.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The Senate Finance Committee takes up a health care overhaul bill today. Meanwhile, the Obama administration is keeping up its push for reform with a new report about rising insurance premiums. Reporter Tamara Keith joins us live from Washington. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning, Bill.
What does the report say?
It says insurance premiums are rising faster than wages and faster than inflation, and that the rate of increase depends on what state you're in. Over the last 10 years, it says premiums rose 145% in Alaska and just 88% in Michigan, which is a big difference. Vice President Joe Biden will be talking about this today at a meeting of state insurance commissioners.
And how does the insurance industry respond this morning?
Well, they say that they agree with the administration that these rising premiums prove that some sort of health care overhaul is needed. Of course, they probably don't agree on exactly what kind of overhaul is needed. But the companies say that premiums are simply rising in tandem with the underlying cost of medical care.
So as for the Senate Finance health care bill we mentioned, Tamara, I hear there are a couple of amendments.
Just a few, as in 564. That's how many amendments the various committee members have suggested. Of course, not all of them will make it in. And Senator Baucus, the chairman of the committee, has already agreed to some changes. He said he will boost the subsidies to low and middle income people who can't afford to buy insurance without the subsidies. And he's also planning to reduce the penalty for people who can't afford to or don't want to carry insurance.
Tamara Keith, reporting live from Washington. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Maybe it's time for a reverse bank bailout. We told you the FDIC is low on money because of all the banks it's rescued the last year. The New York Times reports this morning the agency is considering asking healthy banks to loan it some money until coffers fill again. European markets are up about 1% this morning, and the Asian markets that were not closed for holiday, they were mostly higher as well. Yesterday, the Dow fell 41 points to 9,778. Today, five new companies are on deck to raise money from the public and get listed on stock exchanges, which makes this the busiest week for initial public offerings, IPOs, since December 2007. Reporter Jill Barchet has that.
When investors are losing money on blue-chip stocks like IBM, they're not in any sort of mood for speculative investments like IPOs. Matt Regan is a senior managing partner at investment bank W.R. Hambrecht. He says investors are up for risk again because the markets jumped almost 50% since March.
Anytime the markets take off like that, what's known as the window opens for IPOs. And, you know, what happens is everybody that's got, a company that they think can tap the public markets rushes to get it out into the momentum of the marketplace.
Regan says there's a big backlog of high-growth companies that are desperate to go public. This week includes A123 Systems. It makes batteries for hybrid electric cars. And Chinese companies are expected to be a big part of this next IPO wave. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com. And by Monsanto, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields without increasing demands on natural resources. More at producemoreconservemore.com.
One of the reasons for the housing bubble was it was too easy to get a mortgage. Now the problem is, with the new rules in place, it can be really hard to get a mortgage, especially in the new condo market, as Sally Herships reports from New York City.
Susan Combs and her boyfriend started shopping for a condo in New York City about a year and a half ago. When the financial crisis hit, Combs saw a potential silver lining: lower prices in one of the many new developments that sprang up around the city during the building boom. But it hasn't worked out that way.
It seems like if you've done everything right, you've worked really hard to save money, you've worked hard to make sure that your credit's good, and it's still not enough. I mean, the prices and the interest rates, absolutely, it's a great time to buy if you can get a mortgage.
And getting a mortgage from Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac is nearly impossible right now. Combs' credit score is higher than 700, but Fannie and Freddie have tightened up their rules for financing loans in new buildings. They won't underwrite a loan for any apartment in a new building until 70% of the units there are under contract and on their way to being sold. Brian Lochner works for the American Development Group in New York. He says this has brought sales in some buildings to a halt.
A new buyer walking in the door is going to ask you how much have you sold, and you can't lie to them. And if you're saying, well, you're going to be the third, fourth, fifth, or sixth unit sold, they're going to walk out because who wants to wait for you to sell the next 40 units?
Rather than wait, developers are turning to the Federal Housing Authority. The FHA guarantees loans up to $729,000, but its guidelines are a lot less strict than Fannie and Freddie's. Down payments can be as little as 3.5%. But even today, $729,000 doesn't buy much in New York. So rather than trying to lure in buyers who can pay bigger deposits, Lochner says development companies like his are finding creative ways to fall in line with the FHA.
We shrank each unit size so that every single one of those units fits into the FHA funding guidelines. So we went from million-dollar apartments to $650,000 or $700,000 apartments.
There are about 70 buildings in New York City that the FHA has approved for financing. But unfortunately for Susan Combs and her boyfriend, only 11 of those are in Manhattan. Worse still, the FHA is rolling out new restrictions, too. From October the 1st, it will only insure 30% of loans in any one building. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, the Bangor Daily News reports Gary Nisbet was moving furniture in Maine when a new employee named Randy joined the crew. Gary and Randy looked so much alike, customers would ask whether they were brothers. You know the customer's always right. Yes, it turns out they were each given up for adoption as babies. 35 years later, they were sitting in the same furniture truck. Last week, they told their story to their colleagues. One coworker says the women cried, and the guys just said, wow. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.